Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, February 10th of 2020. And I'm your host, as usual, the Miracle Man. And I do apologize for the late start. We just had a couple technical difficulties. And so we've got that resolved, so back on. By the way, listeners, I do want to apologize for what happened the other night. Time was just running away from me. It was like the runaway train, because I always make sure that I have enough time left over for sports. So every time I do one of these, I always make sure that there is time left over. And I don't use an alarm on every show. I mainly just use it during football time, during football season at a certain time in like September, October, November, because that's when there's the most football going on that I want to cover. And so I make sure that I have time. But other than that, I just save up enough minutes to cover the other sports. But for whatever reason, time was flying. Hey, so, well, we're so glad to have you tonight. Couple real quick things before we sing and then get right into the word. We started a bit late, so I'm not going to really dilly-dally much tonight. And by the way, I like telling you those things about me. It's just tonight we don't necessarily have all the time, because I like to, you know, promote some of the products that I use and stuff. But speaking of which, the show tonight is brought to you by Dairy Queen and the $1.41 Blizzard. Today, on the 10th of every month, you can go to your local Dairy Queen, at least this Dairy Queen here in Midland, about a half mile from where I am right now here, as I'm at this McDonald's on South Saginaw Road, 1711. Go to Dairy Queen and get yourself a small Blizzard for the low price of $1.43, I believe it is, including tax. The new one, they got a new cookie dough with fudge, but I don't know why I feel like it could be a dark chocolate fudge. But my favorite kind of fudge is a peanut butter fudge, or like a milk chocolate type fudge. You never like the fudge that's bitter, do you? You don't like the bitter fudge, Megan, do you? Why do I feel like the fudge that comes on these ice cream bars is super bitter? Have you noticed that?
Maybe it's just because it's so, like, processed.
Like the Mackinac Island fudge, though, is never bitter.
Yeah, that's all. Homemade.
And even though, like, at Dairy Queen, I doubt they have any kind of say to make sure that the fudge isn't bitter, do they? There's no way to sweeten it, really.
I wouldn't say so unless you like wrote like the company.
Because that bitter stuff makes it seem like you're eating the dark chocolate.
Yeah.
And I think dark chocolate's too healthy. And it doesn't taste good either. I mean, if it actually tasted the way I like good, I wouldn't care. But maybe the problem is that it's so healthy, and that's why it doesn't taste good.
I love
you
some dark chocolate.
Nope. Me, I like regular chocolate's fine, but I prefer like the caramel type and the milk type, ultimately.
I like milk chocolate.
That's really good. That really is good. But needless to say, which Blizzard will the Miracle Man choose? Maybe listeners, I might tell you tomorrow night. I might not. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe the chocolate chip cookie dough one. I hope they have one of those.
Caller coming in.
To make up for the. Oh, excuse me. We got a caller.
Yep.
Hello. Hello there. You've reached Miracle Man Show. What say you? I'll figure out how to answer the phone.
Did I just push the microphone?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I did.
Hello there. You've called in the Miracle Man Show. What say you? Unless they're just calling in to listen in.
Oh, maybe.
So that could be it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they're not speaking, because they're not speaking. And usually when that happens to me, that's probably a sign that I'm just supposed to keep going. So that's just that. Sorry about that, folks. Just behind-the-scenes stuff. Anyhow, but question is, what will we choose? Also, one more real quick thing, then I'm going to sing and pray and get into the Word, and that is, weeks after Coca-Cola Tic Tacs were released, I went to my local Target store here in Midland. They still don't have them. Saginaw had them weeks ago. Midland still don't got them. Have you seen them anywhere, Megan?
I have not. I've never even heard of them before. This is news to me.
Someone's got to have them. Because sometimes I feel like this town gets left out of a lot of that kind of stuff.
Maybe they'll be at Walmart
soon. I always feel like Saginaw gets all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Flint even more so. And then of course Detroit. Some of you may say, what about Grand Rapids? To be honest, I know it's one of the cities in Michigan, but to be honest, I don't care for it as much. Not as much. I've wouldn't say I totally despise it by any means, but to me, it's just not the same as like a Flint, a Saginaw, a Detroit area type thing. But to each his own. Anyhow, so glad we could have you tonight. The plan is we're going to sing, we're going to pray, we're going to go to Proverbs 26 and 27, and then I'm going to exhort. And then I will give you sports update and kind of a lot to talk about tonight. Phillip Rivers to move on from 49ers. And some other things. So all I'm going to sing is song that many of you listeners probably know. It's talking about the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the throne that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. that can wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Lord, make me white as snow, white as snow. Though my sins were as scarlet, Lord, I know. Lord, I know that I'm clean and forgiven through the power of your blood, through the wonder of your love. Through faith in you, I know that I can be white as snow, yes, white as snow, white as snow. Though my sins were as scarlet, Lord, I know, Lord, I know that I'm clean and forgiven through the power of your blood, through the wonder of your love. Through faith in you, I know that I can be white as snow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your hand working upon our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you that your blood cleanses us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that everything we have in you, for our covenant we have in you, that for the freedom we have because of you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us. Thank you, Lord God, for the great word that will go forth tonight, that these people will learn something from it that they can apply in their life, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord God, that every need is met for every listener who is making the choice to tune in tonight. And I call everybody healed and strengthened. I command all viruses to leave our bodies in the name of Jesus, all fever to go, all pain to subside. Sickness and disease do not have a place in our bodies. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are just healing us all wherever we are. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you are with us everywhere we go. And I make my confession over this show right now. I confess that sponsors and partners are coming into this program, that increases in listenership are coming into this program, that finances are coming into this program, and most important of all, I thank you, Lord God, that souls are coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Praise God. Let's go to Proverbs 26. Proverbs 26. And we're gonna go through chapter 27. We'll continuing going through the Proverbs. And then after that, I'm going to start digging out some Psalms. Eventually, there will be a special series based on Psalm 119, the longest chapter anywhere in your Bible. I'm excited about that. Amen. So, Proverbs 26, and whatever I do here for the next little bit, I want you to feel free to follow along. If I sing again, you sing. If I pray, you pray. As I'm reading you the Word of God, follow along. Please. And as I exhort, pay attention. Because I believe that's how you're going to get the most out of this, is if you're following along, you're paying attention. That's how this can have the most impact on your life. Amen. Verse 1 of chapter 26, verse 1 of, I'm going to begin reading now in verse 1 of chapter 26, Proverbs NIV. Like snow in summer, or rain in harvest, honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserted curse does not come to rest. A third of the horse, a whip of the horse, a halter of the donkey, and a rod for the backs of fools. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be just like him yourself. Answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. Just like cutting off one's feet or drinking violence is the sending of a message to the hand of the fool. Like a lame man's legs that hang limp is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like tying a stone in a sling is the giving of honor to a fool. Or we could say, giving of honor to a fool is like giving a stone in a sling. A thorn bush in a drunkard's hand is like a proverb in the mouth of a fool. An archer who wounds at random is he who hires a fool or any passerby. Or we should really say, anyone who hires a fool or passerby is like an archer who wounds at random. A dog returns. A fool repeats his folly just like a dog returns. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. The sluggard says, there's a lion in the road. A fierce lion roaming the streets. As a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed. the sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He is too lazy to bring it back to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than what seven men who answer discreetly. Like one who seizes a dog to the ears is passed by medals in a quarrel, not his own. A man who deceives his neighbor and says, "I was only joking," is like a madman shooting firebrands or deadly arrows. Verse 20. Without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies right now. Of course, I added the right to that. Dies right now. As charcoal, you know, dissembers, and as wood, as charcoal to embers and wood to fire, so is a quarrels man for kindling strife. The words of a gossip are just like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts, like a coating of glaze over ears and wear. Our fervent lips with an evil heart. A malicious man disguises himself with his lips, but in his heart, he harbors deceit. Even though his speech is charming, do not believe him, for seven abominations fill his heart. His malice may be concealed to deception, but his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. If a man digs a pit, he will fall into it. If a man rolls a stone, it will roll right back on him. A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Chapter 27. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you don't know what day may bring forth. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth. Someone else, you and your own lips. Stone is heavy, and sand is a burden. But provocation to a fool is heavier than both. Anger is cruel, and duty overwhelming. But who can stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. He who is full loathes honey, but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. Like a bird that strays from its nest, we'll say it this way, a man who strays from his home is like a bird who wanders from his nest. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of one's friend springs from his earnest counsel. Do not forsake your friend and the friend of your father, and do not go to your brother's house when disaster strikes you. Better a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. Be wise, my son, and bring joy to my heart. Then I can answer anyone who treats me with contempt. The prudent see danger, and they take refuge. But the simple keeps on going. And the simple people suffer for it. Take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger. Hold it and pledge if he does it for a wayward woman. If a man loudly blesses his neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. A quarrel's wife is just like constant dripping on a rainy day. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or grasping oil of the hand. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. By the way, Barclay Tavern, iron sharpens iron. 18. He who tends a big tree will eat its fruit. And he who looks after his master will be honored. As water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man. Dust, by the way, this is capitalized, both of these. Capital D, death, and capital D, destruction, are never satisfied. And neither are the eyes of man. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold. But man is tested by the praise he receives. Though you grind a fool in a mortar, grinding him like grain with a pestle, you will not remove his folly from him. Be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds. For riches do not endure forever, and a crown is not secure for all generations. When the hay is removed and new growth appears, and the grains from his hills is gathered in, the lambs will provide you with clothing, and the grains of the prince with a field. You will have plenty of goats, milk to feed you and your family, and to nourish your servant. All right, now. What you see here is lot of good stuff. He uses a lot of good analogies here. How this is like that. This is like this. This is like that. I changed some of those analogies, the way they read, to a way that you would understand. Example. Looking back at 26. We'll look at verse 14. We're going to 26. Verse 1, for example. Honor is not fitting to a fool, like snow in summer or rain in harvest. Or the way I would really say it is, honor for a fool is like snow in summer or rain at harvest time. They don't fit. I changed many of these so that you would better understand them, because otherwise they can be hard to understand. And it's important that you learn how to understand them, because the writer who wrote these wants to make sure that we understand these things. Later on, as we read it, goes on to talk about your mouth. Goes on to talk about it, not giving a fool what he wants to hear, the answer that he might want to hear. Because then it won't help him or her. Talks about your mouth. Oh, your mouth, your mouth, your mouth, your mouth, your mouth, your mouth. Don't you ever become a gossiper. Talking bad about someone else behind their back. And I'm always watching my mouth on this, making sure that I'm not gossiping. Because, you see, gossiping and tale-bearing, it is a horrible trap. It's just one of the sins that God warns about with our tongue. You shouldn't be entertaining gossip even. And what I mean by entertaining is I mean listening to it. Like someone maybe is talking bad about your mom, we'll just say, or your dad, and you will just entertain it. And just let them keep doing it and not say anything. Nope. You got to stand up and not just let that stuff go. Because you can't harbor that kind of activity. going on. Also, it's really important that you be careful about just boasting about tomorrow and it's better if you accept the praise from someone else than you just go around flattering. Because flattery can really get you into trouble. And it can lead to all kinds of not good things if you just let it just keep going and going and going and going. Well, so God really wants us to watch our mouth. In case you haven't noticed, listeners, I've been kind of harping on this lately. Because how are you going to believe God to do things in your life, to do the miracles, to... You know, to ask... How are you going to ask God for help and to believe Him for things when you yourself are not watching your lips? On Judgment Day, you will give an account for your mouth, along with your thoughts. And what you do. He's going to ask you, what'd you do, son? What'd you do, daughter? And you're going to have to give an account. Before God. Now, you've been gossiping, tale-bearing, you know, been in flattery and all that kind of stuff with your mouth. You got to repent. And repent doesn't just mean, I'm sorry, God. Whenever you feel yourself get convicted about it and you know you're doing bad, and you just say, I'm sorry. That's not repentance. That's just asking for forgiveness. Repentance means you stop sinning. That means you stop slandering. You stop the malicious gossip. You stop whatever it is that you're doing. That God said not to do and not to entertain. So, some of you may say, Miracle Man, why are you being so hard? Well, I love you, listeners. I love you, every one of you. I care about you. I care about your soul. And as a man who believes in faith, who believes in miracles, who believes in out of the abundance of the house, the heart, the mouth speaks. You want God to do things for you. You better really be watching that mouth of yours. Guard it like you would your little kids. And just make sure that you're just watching what's coming out of it, because it can be as simple as this. Bad company corrupts good morals. So, if you've been known to gossip, because you've been hanging around with gossipers, and they're going around talking bad about this person and that person and that person and that person behind their back. Pretty soon you'll start doing that yourself. You want to stop gossiping, got to stop hanging around those who gossip. Just like you believe in God to be free from alcohol or cigarettes or whatever other vice that you're dealing with, don't be hanging around that vice if you believe in God to be free. And when you would be hanging around them, that'd be a great time to instead be speaking forth that deliverance. Speaking forth that stuff that you're believing him for. And the Bible talks about making no provision for the flesh. Especially when it says make don't provide for that flesh of yours. If gossip to you for whatever reason seems kind of sweet, don't look at it. Don't read it. Don't listen to it. Don't watch it. Say, nope, I'm all done with it. Some of you listeners, I know Dr. Barclay says this in my church, but you listeners, I don't necessarily know. I don't always know every one of you who's listening necessarily, but some of you may need to give up your social sites. Because some of you may be using them to whine. And you're acting like kindergartners on there. People don't want to see your gossip. They don't want to see your garbage. No, I'm not talking about your cat pictures. The pictures, you're talking about your kids, how they're doing or whatever, or my kids. certain things that you don't mind sharing that might have to do with your family, what have you. But don't use it to put down other people. Especially to put down other believers. Because we're supposed to be more mature than that. Oh, that person ruined my day. I'm going to tell the whole world about it. Well, so you're going to tell them on D-Facebook, InstaSlam, GarbageTube, and Twitter Bopper.
Usually I would call it YouTube, but I'm not going to say it here.
But anyhow, regardless, you know, so some of you, if that's your problem, give it up. If you're going to use it for the right reason, keep it. Because it's great that we have social media. We can use it for the right reasons. And yes, those family pictures, you know, they can be awesome. And a lot of other stuff. We got to keep up. We got to get our act together and watch our mouths and watch what we're confessing over ourselves, too. Because we are in the last of the last of the last of the last of the last days. The Bible says that we don't know the day, the hour that he will come. We don't know the year, we don't know the day, we don't know the hour, we don't know the minute, we don't know the second. No idea. He knows when he's going to come, but he is keeping it a secret. Do I think he'll tell us why? In heaven? Who knows? But good reason why we need to be living for God the best we know how. Yes, that includes watching our mouths. Especially if we're believing God to do stuff in our lives. Like I am. And I hope you are. Because the truth of the matter is we all have need of something. One thing, we all need more money to preach the gospel, to live. Many of us need healings in our body. Many of us are looking for everything, other things that God can give us. Many of us are just desperate for more of Him. And if you really want God to bless you, then not only watch your mouth, even watch your heart, because God looks upon the heart. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, some of us, we might have to just get rid of some things, let them go. And follow God. No, this isn't a prison. Do what you want. But if you believe in God to do things for you, and you are just maybe struggling. Maybe you just have to look at some things. Examine. Why am I not getting the miracles I'm believing for? Am I not getting blessed? Some of you, it could be your mouth. Some of you, it could be something else. So, I'm just going based on what we read tonight. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that we will put this word into practice in our lives. We're going to examine ourselves. Watch our mouths. Watch our minds. And check our hearts, Lord God, so that we can be more pure before you. And so that we can receive everything that you have for us. Receive all the benefits of you. As we check ourselves and clean up our act. And thank you that there is one spirit that ministers to these listeners, and it's the spirit of the Almighty God. Not just to the listeners, but to me as well. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Amen. Now, for sports. Last night in hockey, the Red Wings, the worst team in the NFL, beat, surprisingly, the best team in the NFL 3-1. The Wings were outshot 38-20, but the Wings got more of theirs in. So, and they've won two of their last three. So maybe that's a sign that they could be maybe starting to turn a corner. Could they pull a St. Louis Blues? Who knows? Pistons. They have a game tonight at Little Caesars Arena. I think they're playing the Nets. I will be turning them on when I get home after I go get my Blizzard. College basketball. Michigan hands Michigan State a loss. 67 to 56. Michigan State is now ranked number 18 in America, and Michigan is still under 500 in the Big Ten, but still over 500 on the year. They are unranked. Football. A couple of high profile quarterback thing. This offseason could be the year of many changes at quarterback for three high profile quarterbacks. First of all, Philip Rivers from San Diego, who shares a name that sounds like mine, although his name has an I on it and not a Y, but still. Rivers will not be with the Chargers next year. He is a free agent. Dave Anansi is going to test the waters and see where he ends up. So where could he go? I don't know. If Stafford decides that he won't be ready to come back, maybe he could come to Detroit, depending on the amount of money that he wants. But he hasn't always been the sharpest quarterback. Rivers hasn't. The Chargers have been known to have these up years, and then the next year they'll be down. Next year they'll be up. Next year they'll be down. Oh, have a home playoff game? Find a way to lose it. That's what happened in 2018 campaign. So it's hard to tell what he's gonna, where he's gonna go. Breeze has announced he's going to do one of two things. Either he's going to stay with the Saints, or he's going to retire. He's been with the Saints. He's been in the NFL for 20 seasons. I think he could do one more year. I think he wants to maybe try to go out with some glory. But who knows where he could go? Excuse me, no, he won't be going nowhere. He's either going to stay with the Chiefs. I mean, the Saints, or he's going to retire. Brady. Now, what will he do? Will he get on with the musical chairs, also known as free agency? Or is he going to instead choose to stay in New England? It looks pretty clear to me that he is not ready to retire. He wants to play at least one more year. At least one more year. But who knows how long he'll be doing that for. Also, one more thing in Piston news, or in basketball news, and that is that Andre Drummond traded to the Cavs. Yep. He was traded to the Cavs. So, I hope at some point we can get him back. Because they never told him that they were trading him. They just got that notification, and like, he wasn't happy about how they did it. He wasn't happy. In baseball news, in terms of baseball news, Tigers pitchers and catchers are reporting to Lakeland, Florida today. College football. Mark D'Antonio, the great coach of Michigan State, the best coach in MSU history, has announced retirement. Now, Michigan State is searching for a new coach. I don't know who that new coach will be. Apparently, Luke Fickell was interested. I know when he was at that team to the South, the first year he was there, he didn't do so good. I'm not sure if he was only there 1 year or two. They got to look. And then I'll talk to you tomorrow night for a minute, maybe. What could Fickell be like for Michigan State? Could he be good? I hope so. Until tomorrow night, folks. God first, God always. So long, everybody. Let's go get some ice cream. God first, God always. So long, everybody.